Thank you for listening to Alt Latino. You know, you can check out the NPR One app for your phone for an exclusive preview of the next episode of Invisibilia. Find the brand new episodes of Invisibilia, stories from your local stations, and more great podcasts on the NPR One app. It's in your app store now. From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
Jasmine is back.
What? I've always been here.
Well,
you're the one who went to Cuba.
I was the one that was gone.
How are you doing,
Felix? I'm doing great.
Are you super tan? Oh, we should tell listeners that I am not in Washington, D.C.
That is correct. You are in New York City. I'm going to be staying there now. And I'm in Washington. And I'm a little tan.
I can't tell. You might be lying. You might have just walked around Cuba with a parasol.
I almost did, man. It was hot. The sun was unbearable.
Oh, I bet. June in Cuba.
Oof. Only thing worse is August, I'm told. We have a special show set up today. We're going to do the best of the year so far, part of NPR's massive look at the releases that have come out so far in 2016. And we're starting our show with a little bit of jazz. We're going to mix just a few things into our normal routine. This is a great album by a keyboardist named Alex Tosca. This is his self-titled album, and this track is called Fulani in Love. Thank you. Alex Tosca from the album Alex Tosca.
You know, Fulani is one of my favorite words in the Spanish language. It comes from Arabic, from Fulan, and it means somebody, like a Joe Schmo.
Joe Schmo.
Yeah, a Joe Schmo, Jane Doe, John Doe.
So from jazz to what I would classify as a jazz vocal.
She's very jazzy. We're talking about Kali Uchis. And, you know, every time we do these favorite of the year so far, I hesitate to say best of, because I think music is very subjective. And I think we have a relationship with our listeners in which we're always asking people to send in what their favorite stuff is. But definitely when it comes to my favorites, and I think I speak for you too, Felix, Kali Uchis, Colombian-American singer, is just the gift that keeps on giving. And that's the award I'm giving her this year. She's just the gift that keeps on giving. She has yet to release a song that I don't think is fantastic. And when she did this cover of Trio Los Panchos, Sabor a Mí, I think we both nearly toppled over with emotion. It's just very beautiful.
Tanto tiempo disfrutamos de este amor, nuestras almas se acercaron tanto así que yo guardo tu sabor, pero tú llevas también sabor a mí. Si negaras mi presencia en tu vivir, bastaría abrazarte y conversar. Tanta vida yo te di que por fuerza tienes ya sabor a mí. No pretendo ser tu dueña. No soy nada, yo no tengo vanidad. En mi vida doy lo bueno. Soy tan pobre que otra cosa puedo dar. Pasarán más de mil años, muchos más. Yo no sé si tenga amor la eternidad, pero allá tal como aquí, la boca llevarás sabor a mí, sabor a mí.
I think when you played this early in the year, I embarrassed myself by gushing over it. Oh my gosh, the record is so cool.
No, it's great. She's great. She can do no wrong. She's done no wrong so far. So, I don't know. One of my favorite acts so far of the year.
We're going to stay in the jazz vein. There's a very talented young Cuban pianist named Alfredo Rodriguez, and he's been putting out these progressively more interesting albums. He started out doing what was expected of him as a young Cuban pianist coming to this country, and his ideas just start flourishing and just expanding. This is a track called Sabana Blancas, and it features some of our favorite artist, Ibe Yi, on the vocals. It's a great, great album. You shouldn't miss it. This is Alfredo Rodriguez.
Havana, mi vieja Havana. Señora de historia, de conquistadores y gente con sus religiones, hermosa dama, Habana, si mis ojos te abandonaran, si la vida me desterrara un rincón de la tierra, yo te andar tus calles, tus barrios y tus lugares. Cuatro caminos, virgen de regla puesto. mi gran Habana. Costumbre de darle una vuelta a la ceiba de noche y fiestas en casa de varios modernos y pobres, de gente noble. Habana, si mis ojos ya abandonaran, si la vida me desterrara un rincón de la tierra, yo te juro que voy a morirme de amor y de ganas de andar tus calles, tus barrios. Nuevo vedado residencial, lugares destinos, faro del morro y la catedral, barrios pequeños y llenos de tradiciones y emociones. Sabana blanca, fuga de los
another artist that can do no wrong, Ibeyi, you know, speaking of people like Kali Uchis, just, I can't imagine them releasing something that I would say, this is bad. It's just great, you know, a gift that keeps on giving as well.
This is a collection of music from artists that, you know, some of the best stuff so far, but also some of the artists that we missed along the way, because we did a lot of special, nice thematic shows, and we weren't able to get to a lot of new music. So we've got a stack of CDs, each one of us, that we want to try to get out there. And we're going to go back to one of your picks.
So this is my award for favorite newcomer. And I know she's not a newcomer. She's actually been doing great music for a while now. And I've always appreciated the artist known as Empress Of, a wonderful Honduran American singer and composer. But this song, I think I've been listening to it every day so far this summer. I think it's just beautiful. It's a great composition. Lyrically, it's very deep. I just feel like this is the song that pushed her, for me, from being like, oh, you know, I enjoy her stuff, to, wow, I can't stop listening to this woman. This is Empress Of, Woman Is a Word.
That was definitely a standout track from 2016. I'm so glad you brought that in. That is the vocalist Empress of. And another track by a very, very talented vocalist from Argentina, okay, La Yegros. We weren't able to get to when it came out earlier in the spring, but I've been listening to it a lot. And this is her second album. And I got to say that you can hear the development of her music and her vision. And by taking tradition and expanding it with unlikely but really creative uses of technology and in the production. And the album's called Magnetismo. This track is called Sueñitos. And it's definitely another reason to keep an eye and an ear on La Yegros. Sueñitos by La Yegros. Jasmine, there was an album put out by someone we've seen in concert at least once together. It's the little sister of the guys in Calle 13.
Yes, Ile.
And it is completely different than what you'd expect, at least what I expected.
It's very bolero oriented. And, you know, we introduce her as the, just for reference, as the woman who sings the hooks in a lot of the famous Calle 13 songs. But she's a singer in her own right and just has a really powerful, fantastic voice.
And I love the fact that she did the completely unexpected by going classic, right?
Yeah.
It was a brilliant move on her part, and it really showcases her voice. The album was called Ilevitable. Get it? Ile? Her real name is Ileana. And the track is called Triangulo. Vocalist Ile with the track Triangulo from her
great
album.
So beautiful,
right?
So poetic, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Jasmine, remember about 4 years ago we were at the Latin Alternative Music Conference in New York?
I have very bad short-term memory.
and we always try to collect all these CDs.
Yeah.
And there was a young woman who came up.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
Dropped her CD and just knocked us out from one track from that album, the whole album, her EP. Zinia Rubinos had a great new album out this year. And I got to say that she really impressed a lot of people at NPR Music. A lot of folks just came up to me and said, do you know this woman's like, shoot.
Well, it's funny, Felix, because I think it's always kind of the same trajectory. You are very passionate at first about artists, and I am. I would say that if we were two animals, you would be like a puppy and I would be like a cat, like just kind of looking from far away, you know? And then I warm up to artists, you know, and I'm like, okay, yeah, no, this is really good. This is great. And that happened to me with Senya. I was like, okay, you know, this sounds good. Let's see. We'll see. And then I was like, oh, I love her. And now I love her.
This track is called Mexican Chef.
Just so soulful, like, you know, she's talking about something which is like, you know, Latinos make this world we live in go round, at least in the US, and it would be so easy to sound preachy and soapboxy and heal the world, right, but it's so funky, you want to like just go with it and dance with it, and it's very hard actually to package a message in such a danceable song.
The album's called Black Terry Cat, and that was Mexican Chef from Zenia Rubinos. Now I'm going to throw in a little bit more jazz here. Jazz, Okay.
Oh, I see what you did there.
You know, we get all these CDs, and some of them I listen to. I try to listen to as many as I can, and a lot of the jazz stuff, because I used to cover jazz for NPR and still do, I try to keep my fingers in the pot there. And this album showed up from this Brazilian guitarist named Gustavo Assis Brasil. Okay, and the album's called Chromatic Dialogues. I said, well, it's a trio. Let me put it in. I expected kind of wafty samba, you know, guitar stuff. Oh my God, this record completely blew me away. It's so jazz avant-garde, jazz rock, jazz fusion, Brazilian fusion. I loved it. I couldn't wait to get a chance to play it on the show as one of the tracks that we missed, but definitely worth checking out. Again, Gustavo Assis Brasil. The album's called Chromatic Dialogues, and this is called G. Of music made by just three guys, Gustavo Assis Brasil and his group, and the track G. And I played that one at this point in the show because I think it matches perfectly with the track that you selected that has absolutely nothing to do with it genre-wise or anything, but only in feeling.
Well, next up, I have an artist that took me by surprise. I think this is I would call this the most surprising out of the blue artist of the year. You know, we get a lot of emails from a lot of bands, and I'd say, you know, quite a fair amount of bands saying that they are the next big thing, that they're amazing. You know, you have to have a big ego sometimes in this industry, or you do. And then I got this really lovely note one time from a woman named Edith Crash, and it was very humble, and it was just like, you know, if you'd like, it would be really cool if you listened to my music. I'm French, but I was raised in Spain, and I have a lot of stuff in Spanish. And I thought, you know, why not? And it just blew my mind. It's one of my favorite records of the year. She is absolutely fantastic. She's a blues and rock singer. She's just haunting. I love that humility, you know, coupled with talent, because there's nothing worse than arrogance and mediocrity, and there's nothing better than humility and talent. And definitely Edith Crash has that.
Edith Crash definitely made an impression on both of us this year. And now to end the show that looks back on some of our favorites of the year so far. And of course, we don't have time to play all of them, but these are the ones that stood out to us and we could assemble for the show this week. One that was definitely one of my favorites was the album Lola by Kerry Rodriguez. I've been a fan of hers for a very, very long time. And she put out the perfect album that reflects the bicultural existence that so many of us live. I can't stop listening to this record, and I'm going to play this song again because it was my favorite from the album. It's called I Dreamed I Was Lola Beltran, and you were Javier Solis.
Blanco y negro.
picture frame. Y en el otro lado, date is written by your name. In anachrone, but I know those lips were red. Ribbon. Early 40s, CBS. Film and flash and limbs and light and such. Give me a photograph that I can touch. I dreamed I was low.
Cut into one of my favorite songs of the year, but we do have to bring this show to a close. It was our best of the year so far, 2016. We want to remind you to go to npr.org/music and look at our entire lineup of music of all genres, the best of the year so far. Jazz, classical, rock, hip-hop, and everything in between. You're bound to find something you'll love.
I want to remind our listeners that they can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. And don't forget to send your favorites. What do you think are the best songs of the year so far? This isn't a definitive list, you guys. I mean, we always get some commenter who's like, oh, you were wrong about this. This is the best song. Well, tell us your opinion. We appreciate that. You can reach us at npr.org/altlatino or on Facebook and Twitter, NPR's Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras. This has been Alt Latino. Before we go, we want to remind you that NPR's Invisibilia is back with a new season of stories about the invisible forces that shape human behavior. This week, hosts Alex Spiegel and Lulu Miller journey to an Ohio prison to explore whether our personalities are as stable as we think. You can listen and subscribe to our friends at Invisibilia at npr.org/podcast and on the NPR One app.